Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dbmpe.com.
My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable.
Yep.
Welcome to season two of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. With me for this first episode of our second season. Yeah, we made it to a second season. Didn't get canceled. Like, a couple people were like, really want this show to come back, and who am I to deny them? I mean, one of those two people was not me. but joining me for this new story, you last heard him in the season finale of episode one. Anthony,
you mean season one?
What did I say?
Episode one.
It was the finale of episode one.
Okay.
It was a long episode.
Yeah. Welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you. I appreciate the I still pissed off about the Babylon Gardens thing, but I'm going to let it go, okay?
Hey, you were right. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon were one of the ancient wonders of the world. I don't know why everybody ignored him when he said that.
This was not up for debate at the time, another time. We'll have a special episode dedicated to that.
To the Hanging
Sounds
Gardens.
Good.
Awesome.
And joining us for the first time, Diana.
Hello. I got nothing else to say.
I was gonna say, yeah, you don't even know what you're getting into yet. So
intimidating, but I'm excited.
So I'm just gonna say right off the bat, I have big news.
Oh my God, you're pregnant.
Knew it.
Well,
who's the dad?
Let's get to that.
Completely threw him off. I love it.
Nope. It's just a lot of sharing. Okay.
You have a third nipple?
No. You were on the right track the first time.
You fathered a child.
All right, let's get into it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're all interested.
You weren't before.
I'm never interested. It's fine.
I'm always interested.
Wow. This is a lot. Okay. Nicole and I first met on the dating site OkCupid. She had actually appeared on my top matches list. When Nicole and I started talking, I knew there was something different about her. The more we talked, the more my feelings got stronger. I loved everything about her. I realized that I loved her before even meeting her. After talking for 2 weeks, we met at Bar Louie, and the rest is history. I've always been a classy...
Bar Louie, yeah, all out for that.
She was everything I always dreamed of. She made me want to be a better person from day one. Nick, shut up.
How did you know I wanted to say something?
I'm just thinking it was something along the
lines of like,
I don't know why.
Low bar.
Oh, I was gonna be like, so how come you're still not a better person?
Yeah, well, it didn't really work, did it?
Aww.
All right, so here's the news. Nicole and I got engaged after only 4 months. I'll never forget anything about that day because leading up to it, I had stressed about making it so perfect. I'd spent weeks trying to come up with the most perfect day. The only thing she knew was that we were going to the Shedd Aquarium and that we would be spending the night downtown. I remember when we were driving downtown, I was trying my hardest not to come off as nervous, but that was easier said than done. When we parked at the Shedd, I remember trying to look for the perfect spot to propose. The one thing I don't remember was walking around the Shedd.
So you were going to propose in the parking lot of the Shedd?
No. It's terrible. No,
it's the most romantic spot. Just don't remember, ever.
Like, no, just thinking throughout going through the. So not taking the normal time I might normally to admire, like, the penguins and the.
So you were, like, looking for, like, a tank. Like, you wanted to be, like, by the catfish tank. And you're like, hey, I'm going to propose in front of these fish.
Sounds good.
No, I mean, like, it was pretty much it was not in the Shedd so much as after the tour of the whole place.
So outside, you're coming down the beautiful marble stairs, the banner, there's a million people walking out of the Shedd, and that was your romantic moment.
I made up an excuse that it would be easier to walk around the lake to get to the parking lot quicker. Finally, after walking for a little bit, I got down to one knee and asked Nicole to marry me. She was shocked and had the biggest smile on her face. I'll always remember that smile and her being speechless for 20 minutes.
Did you hit her in the head with something? Why? What the hell?
She's having a stroke, Dave. You know,
yes!
CPR was involved.
This was a conversation I was having only in my head. Meanwhile, she was chloroformed in my trunk.
Oh, my.
Please don't send the police after me. This is a joke. Or that was a joke. After the proposal, we headed to the hotel for the night. I'd booked a room at the Lowe's Hotel. The room I had booked was a corner suite with the most perfect views of the city. We relaxed for a bit while we both called our friends and family. We enjoyed dinner at the Capitol Grill that night, and for the last surprise, I had both our families meet us at Houlihan's the next day. Again, very classy.
The classiest.
I'm not going to lie. I like Houlihan's, though.
Yeah, and I feel like you took her to a very, very romantic place, a beautiful view of the city. You're a little down on yourself about this, but I think you know.
Budget
you
withstanding.
Did, yeah, you get, you budget did a good job.
Fair enough.
You played it budget withstanding.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess yeah. Houlihan's is the nicest place I would ever eat chicken tenders.
I mean, they got tablecloths, I think, right?
No. I think they used to.
Fancy chandeliers.
They're fancy Fridays is what they are.
Yes.
Fancy pretzels.
Everything went as planned, but even if it didn't, I wouldn't have cared one bit. The love of my life said yes to spend the rest of her life with me. The thing I love most about Nicole is that she's loyal, reliable, spontaneous, caring, honest, and intelligent. There are many other things I love about her, but those characteristics always stand out the most when I think about her. The greatest thing about her is that she puts in 110% effort in everything she does. She puts that effort into our relationship every day. Shut up, Nick.
Hi.
I have not met Nicole, so I'm wondering where the story ends.
I wasn't telling you to shut up.
Okay.
I'm intently listening. This is.
I would say Nicole loves a great number of things about me. I would definitely say she enjoys how caring I am.
Are you not going to say shut up, Nick?
No. That time I actually just took a second to look over.
Yeah, I know you did, and now the listeners know as well.
Yeah, well, I felt like that deserved to be mentioned.
A glare, yeah.
From day one, I've always put her needs before my own. I'm just going to keep looking at you every
this
sentence.
This is amazing.
She also probably loves how reliable I am. Oh my god, he audibly gulped. especially with Nicole being pregnant, I've had I've tried really hard to be there for her and to help out as much as possible. She knows whatever she needs, I'm always there, no questions asked. I would also say she enjoys my sense of humor and how loyal I am.
You have a sense of humor?
She knows I will never change who I am. I will always be that guy she fell in love with last summer. Just going to keep glaring at Nick.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just going to skip it. This is very long.
Yeah.
I did not realize just how long this was. Until
I'm waiting for the part where I can ridicule you or something.
Oh, it's coming, I'm sure.
Like, I don't feel like I can do that.
I am sure it is coming.
I want us to be the best parents possible. The biggest thing for me is making sure Nicole and I continue working on a relationship, that we always set aside time for each other every week. I want us to continue growing together as a couple and that we never take our love for granted. Being married to me means that it's a privilege and not something. What did I write here?
A privilege to be married to you? Did you guys?
sounds
married
right.
To me
sounds
is
right
a privilege.
For Dave. Sounds right for Dave.
Feels like.
Whoops. I feel like there's a typo in there somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Or, I got a punctuation issue too.
Or a Freudian slip.
Oh, man.
Somebody's here.
Somebody's here.
Is that the doorbell?
Somebody walked in front of the house, probably.
Oh. Prowlers.
Don't they know that they're interrupting this story?
This heartfelt moment?
Is there a sign? Oh.
Don't worry, Hello. Dave. Just keep going.
The biggest thing is knowing that we love each other and that we can overcome anything. Being married also means communicating with your partner. I didn't mean for that to sound like it was going to be a pamphlet of like a how-to, because I'm no expert.
Right.
So far, I'm invested totally in the story. I'm waiting for the catastrophe.
I have things I'd like to say, but I'm holding off because you told me not to say anything.
Oh, I have a lot to say, too, as a married person myself.
Is it the part about me saying it's a privilege?
I feel
Jesus.
Like my, yeah, it's a privilege.
No.
I could see
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Keep going.
All right.
Yeah, keep going.
I'm skipping ahead, so if things are... I should say that this is transcribed from a questionnaire that was given by the church.
Ah.
So trying to make it into some sort of narrative with any kind of flow has been difficult.
Mm.
My most important promise to Nicole is that I will never stop working on our relationship. No matter how busy we get with family, jobs, and our kids, I'll never put effort into our relationship. I'll never.
There's the real Freudian slip right there. Right there.
More great typing.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to just chalk it up to, like, you were secretly just feeling very heartfelt and warm. Maybe got a little glistening in your eyes.
I really do. I feel like this whole thing is very heartfelt.
Sometimes I skip words.
Okay. I do that every day.
I'll just go ahead and skip ahead to the last line.
Right.
Words don't even describe how much they mean, how much our families mean to Nicole and me. So I don't know why I wrote that at the end. But I jumped all around. So,
shout out to the in-laws?
Yeah. It's rare to actually find other people's parents to not be totally irritating.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
That's never been the case. Every girl I've ever dated, its parents has disliked me to a great deal.
I'm pretty sure that me and you have that in common because I pretty much know that they all hated me. In many ways.
For good reason.
For good reason.
Isn't it an Italian thing?
I feel like it's that I'm Italian, so yeah, then maybe they just hate me because I'm Italian. But also it might be that I their daughters usually fall head over heels and I take them down the wrong path and that's usually the way it goes.
Like
sounds right.
Like a darker path?
I would say if you're a 16-year-old girl and you're dating me, And I'll be 16. I'm not. This is not.
Not current.
Not current. When I'm 16 and they're 16, I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes.
It's like 2 days.
I would somehow, they would just get stupid over me and, not a good choice. That's all I have to say.
I feel like that's the age though. Like I have a 16-year-old daughter and she's stupid over any guy she dates. Like, I mean, and I read her texts and literally want to like look at this and be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
See, Anthony, don't feel special.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking I was like
message we're getting.
I mean, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I'm sure they were a lot more head over heels than my daughter does.
I'm not so sure.
You're saying that they weren't head over heels for me, or they were?
They weren't.
I was every average ordinary dude. That,
yeah, you were just okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you want to get rocked? Sorry, you were basically giving the entire lyrics to Def Leppard's Let's Get Rocked in there. I don't think you meant to do that. But
no, but I was feeling it.
I'm just your average.
Do you see what a good band it is? They actually felt my feelings and wrote it in a song.
Because he's just an average, ordinary, everyday dude.
I want to talk more about your pregnant fiancé, Dave.
Okay.
Yes.
So...
Is this a thing?
There's some part of this story that is missing.
This is an absolutely true story.
Okay, but where's the part where...
Is your name David Musto in this story?
I mean, my name is always my name, Nick.
But is there a wife and a child somewhere?
And a child in the story, yes.
That are still married to you and your child.
What's that?
That are still married to you and it's your child.
Still? No.
No. So, okay, you're divorced.
I didn't say that.
Or you never were married.
They broke up.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my God, the baby's not yours.
I didn't say that either.
He went on Maury, and then he was not the father.
You got hit in the head with a rock, and you forgot what you have to divulge.
All right, peep this. He was on a plane for FedEx, and it crashed. And then
he was on an island.
There was an island.
Volleyballs were his friends.
Yes.
I was taken by the others.
The others.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
And there was a smoke monster. It was a whole thing.
Was there a wrestler involved?
Probably. There almost always is.
Wasn't Rowdy Roddy Piper in that movie, The Others?
Ooh. Oh, I was thinking of something else, but...
Where he's an alien?
Well, is he an alien or is he fighting aliens?
I don't know. There was bubblegum involved.
Yeah, they live.
Right. That's it. They live.
Okay. That's not what we're talking
about. We're completely... We're non-tangential.
Sky point to Rowdy Roddy Piper. You're very missed. Even your weird, racist and homophobic slurs that you used all those episodes of Monday Nitro.
So,
oh man, no. Keep going.
What are you looking up?
They Live. That's the movie. It's called They Live.
Yeah, John Carpenter.
Yeah, John Carpenter.
They Live.
It's classic.
They Live.
They do. In fact,
you could see their face.
You were going to say something, Nick.
Whose story is this? That's what I want to know.
Ding, ding, ding.
So this is you're vicariously living through somebody else.
All I'm sitting here listening, like, what kind of bullshit is this?
I don't know you enough. I was like, oh, you're going to have a baby.
That's the beauty of this. This was actually taken from my... It is somebody I know, and we were having a conversation about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was
as you will.
He was a coworker, and he was being very he was for some odd reason bragging about liking Bon Jovi and how they're going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the time.
I totally heard licking Bon Jovi. I'm sorry.
You know what? He probably would. Sorry, Nicole. I was making a case for Iron Maiden because they've sold a lot of records. They are more popular worldwide and have actually left an impact on the music industry and have influenced other groups. And yet they never get a sniff. Hold on, I'm getting to this.
I'm waiting for it.
I know you looked like your brain was turning.
I feel oatmeal. Like Tommy was working hard on the doc, and you're trying to diss him, and that pissed me off right now.
Wait, that's what you were getting?
Yes, yes.
Wow, I don't know if I can finish this episode, Dave.
Why?
Just.
All right, fine. Well, let's get. So, this is in fact from a church questionnaire.
Yes.
That my coworker, for some reason, didn't realize that he left on my computer.
Oh, you jacked it.
Jeez, man.
Oh, that's just like the jerks that go under your login at the library for Facebook and update your status.
Look, you're not supposed to have personal documents on your work computer.
Oh, truth, though. Uh-huh. Truth.
And, to be fair, if he would have had it on his own computer, wouldn't have happened. But he had them on mine because when he was, because my computer is not where the security camera is. Like, so, like, I can sit there and watch YouTube and no one will ever know. But where he sits.
Well, unless they have keystroke.
They do, but
software.
Nobody, trust me, I've been doing it long enough. Nobody's noticing.
And now they know.
Now they know.
Look, all I'm doing is watching old Kitchen Nightmares episodes. Okay, so don't.
I see. All right, so you're not abusing your porn privileges at your place of employment.
I don't believe they allow me to have porn privileges.
Well, there you go. So you're a winner.
Maybe they should.
You're a winner.
I feel like that would be a huge benefit to people who work customer services.
That's true.
So like call centers, they should just have like a 30-minute porn privilege.
Why exactly are you sharing your coworker's
because
story?
Of Bon Jovi.
Because of Bon Jovi.
You hate Bon Jovi so much that
because I'm pissed that he was down, that he was talking smack about Iron Maiden's contribution, and they came out the same time, and they are far more, more important.
How many records did Iron Maiden sell?
I just want to point out
I could look it up.
The pettiness of this.
More than Bon Jovi?
Probably, because they put out a lot more records.
But if you only sell three at a time.
Dave is being petty right now. So because this guy thinks Bon Jovi's more deserving than Iron Maiden, Dave is like, well, I'm going to tell the whole world, or, you know, the seven listeners we have, this story about him proposing to his now pregnant fiance.
Yeah.
Was she pregnant when he proposed?
I don't think. It didn't seem like that was the case.
What?
She wasn't pregnant when he proposed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so she was. So the romantic
Ho?
The romantic hoe.
Romantic hoe.
Yes. She's a romantic hoe.
I think that's what I'm calling this episode now.
The romantic hoe.
The romantic hoe. And Bon Jovi.
It's actually much better than the title I think I had. The romantic hoe.
I hate this. I just hate this.
Why?
Because I don't get why you're sharing this guy's story. I just don't. The title of the show is Unfucking Relatable, and what you're doing right now, I think, is the most unfucking relatable thing you've ever done.
Look, it was time to get back on track.
Dude, I was really, literally sitting here ready to cry because I felt like this was like
because it was so poorly written. That's the thing I can feel good about more than anything. All I did was copy this so all those grammatical errors, not mine.
The name of this episode should actually be Dave's Got Spite.
I felt like he was telling his true story.
I think we're sticking with the romantic hoe. Thank you.
At some point, he lost the wife and the child, and I was really sad.
Oh yeah.
No, I want to hit you with a rock.
Let go, Jack.
Why? Why would you do this to this poor man? What?
Yeah.
How can?
Hold on. Seriously, over Iron Maiden.
We need to consult another authority on this. Alexa, am I unfucking relatable?
Ha!
Well, yeah, I think.
See, even Alexa.
Yeah.
I
and now
can't
she's making
you.
A face at me. See this?
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Yeah, well. Wow. She's telling you should be shutting up.
She's the romantic
Okay,
home.
So here's the thing, Dave. Did you tell this story because you thought it was a terrible proposal? Or.
I was going to tell this story no matter what. But as it happens, it is in fact a terrible proposal.
I disagree.
Well, I mean, look, I made a proposal that was worse than this.
Yes, you
did. If you get married in front of the turtle tank, this is a horrible proposal.
No, but if,
I disagree.
What, unless you're in the turtles.
Well, wait, look, there is so much context.
It would be for, okay, if it's going to be, I'm not against the aquarium. The aquarium is a good idea because I love the aquarium. That being said,
but are you,
I'm not going to do it walking around the parking lot.
No, the backside of the aquarium is the lakefront.
You do it in front of the
shark tank or something.
The backside.
You got to go up top. You got to be up top, and it's got to be either penguins
or the dolphin show.
Sea lions, probably.
Okay. So, but here's my point: is it, for those of you that don't live in the Chicago area, the Shedd Aquarium is right on Lake Michigan, and the back of the building is the lakefront.
I'm aware.
It's pretty,
a beautiful view.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with
why
that.
Why are you inside the aquarium during this proposal?
No, he went around the back of the building and proposed.
Oh, he was on.
Did he have a photographer? I could see how that could be the beautiful view.
He was taking the long way around to get to the parking lot.
Right.
That's true.
So he was on the lakeside of the building.
On the lakeside. Okay. So,
which makes sense.
It's garbage in the lake.
Beautiful.
He's
over
working
there.
On ambiance. I get it.
Yeah.
He's kind of, I get.
And
I
you
get
don't know,
that.
Maybe she has a love for aquariums. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, well, not everyone, but I mean.
Have you smelled aquariums?
Yeah. Well, so, I'm not talking about the aquarium like you have in your house that like.
Yeah.
You
oh, ew, smell not like in my house.
Fish.
You don't,
yeah,
you don't
the aquarium
know,
doesn't smell like fish.
You don't
it
know the thought
fish.
That went into choosing that location. You don't.
Also, not my concern, really.
No, but that's my point, though, is you can't shit on this guy's proposal without knowing
really
the context
just shitting
of
on
it.
His story.
Sure, there's a lot of foreigners there, so it smells like Paco Rabanne or something like that.
I mean, this is
I was
skipping ahead a lot because I thought the jig would have been up sooner just for the fact that it's so repetitive and so poorly written. Not to toot my own horn,
we have never. Experience your love pros before, so how the hell would we know?
Well, have you? You've never listened to earlier episodes, then, because I was very much, very expressive and very heartfelt.
Yeah, like I would love to get in the shower with you, but my germophobia means I'm a huge dumbass.
What?
Wait, is that true?
Yes.
You don't shower. Oh my gosh. How can you not shower with your significant other?
It wasn't even that. It was, hey, let's jump in the shower together. And he was like, no.
Wait, what?
It wasn't.
Was she like jogging before the shower?
Oh, wait. Wait, did I take the context out of this? Kind of like you did with this proposal story? Oh.
Was it not? Was she doing like kung fu and she had just beat down 13 dudes?
That would make me want to jump in the shower with her more.
Are you out of your mind? That's amazing.
I'm falling in love with her. No, sorry.
Well, she'll just
ruin
you.
I am not.
She'll just ruin you, too.
Yeah, I'm not because I've heard the rest of the story, but
yeah.
All the stories, I should say.
Yeah, there were three episodes about that.
Three episodes about
showering?
Not just that. No, that was just one of them. But that was one story.
That was the most lighthearted of the episode. Well, no, because there was also the threesome episode, so...
So that was a different thing, though.
I learned so much.
First of all, I was confused as to what you were talking about because, again, I don't believe that was true.
Oh, there were multiple people in that recording that
thought
that was
porn
the case.
Off a
but, however, none of the people, none of the people that were involved in the story were thinking that, though.
Well, that's because both of those people were dumbasses.
Why are you here?
I brought the equipment.
Oh. Damn, it's a hell.
He's the master caster.
You need me.
That's why.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're going to... I'm going to just bring it back for a second. You're saying you don't like how he did the proposal. And are you being petty about how he did the proposal because of the fact that it's Bon Jovi?
And you wanted to destroy someone's life over a Bon Jovi song?
I'm destroying his life. He is married with child.
Yes,
now.
Well, what if he just happened to peruse your podcast and his wife finds out?
Look, I've talked to him about this. He's never going to listen to the podcast. He won't even buy a mug.
Jerk.
Yeah, I mean, podcasts are free. Mugs cost money.
Yeah, I guarantee he's never listened before.
And maybe this is so controversial that his wife gets wind of it. She listens to it.
Maybe
and divorces him because you spilled the beans.
No, maybe this is a religious thing and she wasn't supposed to be pregnant. And now the church is going to disfellow them.
Disfellow them.
Disreligiousify them.
Disembody them.
Dismember them.
All of that.
Yeah.
They're just going to diss them.
All right. Yeah.
They're like,
yeah. If any of the things that
disenfranchise, that you
guys, yeah. if any of the things that you guys said happen, then I'll feel bad.
Discotech.
But I feel pretty good that they're not going to be disemboweled.
So you're willing like to roll the dice with their lives because a guy likes Bon
their
Jovi.
Their lives? Yes. What is this, the Da Vinci Code?
Feels like it might be.
I'm going to Washington.
Feels like it might be.
There, I don't even know an albino.
So do you...
Jesus.
So do you... So is it just... Bon Jovi in general, or Bon Jovi, there's a single song that just totally...
It's not even them in particular. It's just saying that it was more his dismissal of Iron Maiden as being worthy inductee.
Okay, I'm going to have to serious... I see where you're coming from, because I think I would be petty over somebody who told me they liked Kanye. I would have to make fun of them.
Okay.
Is that a race thing?
No.
Is it because
no.
It's because you live in the town where he might be moving?
What?
What?
You do know he was supposedly going to move around.
This was news a few months ago, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You remember the story? So we might as well say where we're at. We're in the city
I guess we're not in the show that
we're in Naperville, Illinois. And a few months back, Kanye was spotted at a local establishment.
Oh, yeah, I heard and that. Bad. It was like a bar or something.
After that,
Pepe's.
The rumors were that he was talking about him and Kim moving to Naperville.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to share a town with Kanye.
Well, if Mark Wahlberg and... No, not Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg.
No. Donnie and...
Jenny McCarthy
can live in St. Charles. I suppose Kanye and Kim can live
I heard
can
that
live in
he
Naples.
Goes shopping at Walmart and he just puts on like a hat and like looks like just a regular dude walking through Walmart. Like,
well,
he certainly
acts like a regular dude.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a regular dude.
He's rubbish.
Yeah.
Donnie
Wait,
Wahlberg's
what is it?
Rubbish?
Oh, Donnie. Well, I was thinking of Mark.
Donnie's
too.
Cool. I like
I was
Donnie.
Thinking, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Mark. I think Mark Wahlberg's a terrible actor.
I know you. What, you think
Donnie
Mark
Wahlberg's aces. Why is it that we have all of the is?
Why do you hate Jewish people? I don't understand.
Why do I hate what?
Jewish people.
I didn't even know that Mark Wahlberg was
Jewish. He's not Jewish. He's Christian. I'm just messing.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm confused by that.
Why do we have all of the celebrity wives who don't believe in...
Vaccines. Yeah. Right.
Oh, God.
They should be banned. They can't, I don't think they can move to Naperville just because of that, because I don't want their kids giving the next door neighbor's kid the chicken pox, coming over here and giving me the shingles, because they don't want to be indoctrinated.
Okay, but if they're not going to get vaccinated, but your kids are vaccinated, they. Indoctrinated.
I would like to know why we're going so far off of the topic of Dave being a douchebag this episode.
Well, I mean, diseases.
Because he's tapping
into their fears.
Yeah, Dave is literally trying to avoid the fact that he's kind of a dick for this episode.
It's happened before. It'll happen again.
Yeah, but like you've told stories where you were a dick, but this is literally
this
you
is
being
a dick.
This
is kind of a story where he's a dick, though.
No, but this is like actually live streaming dick.
Only like, because...
This is dickage.
Please, no. I'm the only girl here. Like,
yes, so,
live streaming
so
dick.
She can bear witness. I am not, in fact, streaming live dick.
There's no dicks.
There is three dicks, but you just can't see them.
Yes,
anymore.
Under the like, I'm not even going to finish my sentence.
Right? Please. Well, what more do you want to say about that then?
Okay, I want to understand. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm going to interrupt.
No,
you.
Go for it.
Okay, so just I'm going to put my social worker hat on.
Oh, good. Please do.
Here we go.
This All is right. what we've been missing.
Dave
the whole time.
Needs a good social worker.
Who hurt you? No.
accurate.
So, if I'm understanding this whole thing, you're throwing this guy's engagement story under the bus. You're jealous.
He's in love with Nicole.
You're jelly.
You're in love with Nicole. That's what it is.
He wishes he could have Jesse's girl.
Right. That's what he.
Oh, I never said his name.
I get it.
No. Well, as far as her in particular, no.
So Gina and Johnny.
No, okay, so
Gene and Jude.
Why is the music? Why is the music a correlation to basically saying like your engagement sucks?
It literally. I mean, Nick's not wrong. It's just a total.
Yeah, it's a petty.
The things are not related in any kind of way.
Oh,
it's just like he pissed me off. I found this on the computer.
So Mike, now you're
and decided to make it your season two premiere.
I can use this.
I mean, I could see if you like stole your lunch out of a refrigerator. Okay. That's something to get him back at. But because he likes Bon Jovi,
I feel like these things are commensurate in.
They're not even close.
Only in your mind.
Like Iron Maiden. I mean, here's the thing too, because he could love him some Bon Jovi, but does he at least
know anything that they've done.
Well, okay.
It is an uninformed opinion that he should just keep his mouth shut.
So you will admit that
Iron
Maiden.
But he's a loudmouth braggart.
Okay, so like most of America, he's a
loudmouth. Doesn't make it right.
So you will admit that most people don't know Iron Maiden though. You admit to that.
No, I will admit that he doesn't.
Okay, Nick, can like you know all the Iron Maiden songs?
I know a lot of things, musical things.
But I probably know none of the Iron Maiden songs. Can you name the Iron Maiden song that I may know?
Number of the Beast.
I would say that's
probably their most famous song.
I feel like there's the devil involved, and I don't know that.
Sort of.
I'd have to hear it to tell you if I heard it.
Well, you asked me to name it, and I did.
Well, yeah, but that's his. You're proving his point, though.
Yeah, everybody knows Bon Jovi. I mean, you could at least pick one Bon Jovi song you know.
Yeah, everybody's heard "Living on a Prayer" before.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm not arguing that Bon Jovi deserves to be in the Hall of Fame over Iron Maiden.
Right.
But I'm saying
different
music styles.
Yeah.
Is that he's like you know using them as like life goals.
You are really attributing way too much to it.
But he's really, truly living on a prayer.
Honestly, I was happy after Stevie Ray Vaughan finally got in after years of getting ignored. So, whatever.
And his brother.
To be fair,
did pretty good.
We've talked about, I think it was before the episode started, Def Leppard. I'm happy that they, you don't want to talk about a band that sold a lot of records but didn't really leave an impact, kind of like Bon Jovi.
I disagree.
You're talking about Def Leppard?
I disagree.
Yes. I love Def Leppard was my favorite band growing up. And they sold shit tons of records. They never had a number one because they were always right behind Michael Jackson and his record setting out, like Pyromania. Like every time they came out with an album, he already had an album out.
So is it because you hate disabled people? Is that the thing?
What?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the same thing. Like,
how did this whole story happen?
Yeah, I get it.
Right?
I totally get it.
You get it? Right?
Yeah, totally get it.
It's like he.
Are you saying that Bon Jovi is
no Def Leppard?
Def Leppard's one arm drummer.
Yeah.
What is that? I have. What are you saying?
He said he likes. I've seen
Def Leppard twice. I would see them again.
Wouldn't put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I said
because
I'm
their
happy
drummer
that,
has one arm.
No, I'm happy that they are in. I was mad that they never even got. This was their first year of nomination.
So did you like him better when he had both arms or when he's playing the double bass?
What are you like, it's just not the same with one arm?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the songs were different, but it had very little to do
with
the drums.
You know what the drummer wouldn't do? Is tell someone else's proposal story on a podcast?
No, but he would get drunk and choke his wife with his one arm.
Well,
how do you choke someone with one arm?
Well,
like that.
I
thought he was going to do it the other way.
Maybe a headlock.
I thought he was using the force.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask him, but it happened.
It happened. So maybe she was making disability jokes.
I'm just saying.
That I condone getting choked, but
I mean, I condone it. Sometimes.
I don't understand what happens.
There we go, guys. I'm going to leave that one set.
Everybody's
I've heard Anthony say worse things, so whatever.
I feel like I'm warming up to something worse.
Oh, boy.
Well, unfortunately, unless somebody else has some other theory that they were like... Nick, I feel like you were holding back
On the shit talking during the story?
Well, I mean, now's your chance.
Let's see. I think because I knew immediately that it was not your story. Like,
and I knew you wouldn't, which is why you were told to shut up.
So, like, yeah, if it had been you and you'd be like, yeah, and she's pregnant, I would have been like, well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant? Like, oh. Things like that. But see, I'm not going to do that because it's not your story.
My God, you are.
And you had me going along with the story, and I was feeling bad.
I know, you were like, tears in my eyes.
I was like, oh,
you literally
guy.
Picked two people you knew would not know that the story was bullshit.
Of course.
And now that we know that,
I feel manipulated.
You should feel manipulated.
I mean, what's the point of a ruse if you don't have willing participants?
Now I feel like you screwed. I feel like you screwed the band. Like Iron Maiden's never getting in.
Oh, they're probably not
because you gave them bad karma.
Okay, so this petty bitch who's like on here is talking about Iron Maiden's the best. Like, fuck him. That's Iron Maiden right now. Yeah. Although in an English accent. Joachim. No, that's not even an English accent.
I don't know what that was.
And Richie Sambora right now is laughing.
Is he? Because he won't. Because even Leopard he can't stand John Bon Jovi.
Well, he did get on the stage with him and play the guitar. I mean,
he got paid.
Yeah. I'll just take a moment and say that he said guitar, and that was pretty awesome.
If he played a keytar, it would be way cooler, though. Oh,
that is actually accurate. That is the only thing I will agree with you on this entire episode.
Well, I feel
like... I dated
like
a guy who played a Zen, like an electric Zen drum or Zen.
Donny Osmond played the keytar.
Now it's ruined.
Yeah, you...
Now it's ruined.
Donny Osmond.
Here I was thinking of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and now... you've got Donny Osmond in my head.
Right.
That's karma for telling this guy's story, Dave.
Yeah, you deserve... Any dreams you have about Donny Osmond, you deserve.
I honestly don't see how this was that bad.
Let's plant a seed. Donny Osmond seductively walking into
the room. Like, it's not like you are...
I don't even think this is the worst thing I've done on this podcast.
It's not like you deserve to go to hell for what you did. But you
well, but okay. Well, now we've got eternal damnation off the table.
It's douchey.
What's short of that?
Douchey. Well, you know, like you're not going to get disfellowed from the church.
Yes. Yeah, you're not going to be excommunicated.
There we go.
That's
there
the word
we
are. Looking
they can excommunicate me all they want.
Right. Well, they probably did now after they hear this shit. They're going to be like, what the hell kind
of
guy
from the Church of Iron Maiden?
It's a church form. It's official church document.
It was, it was just some Xerox thing. Like,
you know what? Honestly, I think the guy kind of took a risk anyway. I'm not going to lie. He took a risk putting it on the computer that wasn't his.
Yeah, you got to put
But he probably also did not think, oh, this guy's going to be a douchebag and put it on a podcast.
Did you get his verbal consent before you decided to
share?
Oh,
hell no.
Okay. Well,
but I haven't said his name.
All right. But you said the fiancé's name.
Okay. It's not like her name is something really exotic.
Like Marigold?
Or Gina?
None of those are exotic at all.
Marigold as a name would at least be sort of exotic, but yeah, Gina, not exotic.
I feel like nowadays it's exotic.
I think Marigold is the most exotic.
Oh, shit, you suck.
He's single. Anybody named Marigold? He's single.
Marigold.
Two single. People got that joke, and it's amazing.
And it sickens me that I'm one of them.
I don't think I got the joke.
No.
Oh, so I guess it... So
no, I meant two people listening, not two people in the room.
Well, unfortunately, they weren't the two people who wanted the show to go on.
That's probably true.
And now they heard that, and they're like, I'm out now.
They
were with me on this.
They wanted...
The whole way. And then this happened.
This being Nick...
That terrible... Yeah, well, yeah. Now that I'm pointing, now I'm going to say, yeah. Well, now you mention it, Nick.
Nick happened.
Whatever, man.
Look at how good at deflecting I am, guys.
We've noticed you.
I've never shared other people's stories of proposals.
You
on
have
a podcast
not accepted culpability for your lack of caring in any way about this poor guy and his.
This poor guy. He's for all intents and purposes, he has a decent life.
Until you destroyed it. Until they excommunicate him and they. You reneged on his baptism for his child.
I don't think you can do that.
They revoke his baptism?
Yeah. You can. I think if you listen to Iron Maiden and draw sixes on his head, that will do it.
That's probably why he likes
Bon
Jovi.
See, now you're the monster.
Yes.
How is he the monster?
I'm not the monster. I don't even know what the hell the sign of the beast you said about the sign. I don't listen to the sign of the beast. I don't know.
That's
what,
the number of the beast.
What's the sign?
It is a human number.
What's the sign?
It's number 666.
There you go. Sixes.
I'm Buddhist. I don't believe in that.
Movie, so.
You don't. What do you mean you don't believe in it? What do you?
I don't believe in the 666 thing.
You don't believe in the devil?
There's good and bad, but that's just karma. I mean, there's bad people
you have a Chinese name for the devil, karma.
That's not the devil. Yeah. Like, there's good karma too. There's not like a good devil.
Okay,
like,
so what's the good karma's name? God?
There's the devil in the blue dress.
I'm not ridiculing your religion.
I'm just saying
if you're going to name it, karma is the same thing as...
There's bad karma, there's good karma.
Sure, and there's a devil and God.
No!
There's no devil
in Buddhism.
There's also green karma. Sometimes, and then it changes.
What's bad karma?
Yeah,
depending on the...
Well, it's
on
the stuff that affects
the
you after
it.
You do negative things. Right, so people who are like serial killers or murderers or something, like if they come back as a beetle and get squished, that's their karma.
That's what they tell me. They're like, you're improving. But, you know, you've got a ways to go.
You're improving, but then you share someone else's proposals.
Is this your psychologist?
Well, that doesn't affect how my rating on this website goes.
Is this your psychologist?
No.
No,
I'm talking about my karma.
Are you in therapy? See, here we go with the karma. All right,
no. There's a website that tells you what your karma is. They check in once a week. But you know how your situation is.
He's talking about credit karma.
Credit karma?
It's free to sign up.
Are you kidding me? What the hell?
They're doing your taxes this year too, everybody.
Now you I was giving her shit. You actually just crapped on her religion.
I did
you
not. Just, I right. use credit karma.
You're right. Just crapping on everyone tonight, Dave.
I use credit karma and I'm Buddhist. So what does that say about me?
Yeah.
I feel like you're both making fun of your own religion.
I feel like you're just mad because I've got you twice now.
With you, yes, you have. Yeah, I agree with you. You have pulled the wool over my eyes twice, and now I'm sitting here feeling dumb, and I want to insult you in some way, but I can't think of what to do.
Well, you already said I'm not going to hell, but I also don't really believe in that, so I'm not scared of it.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I feel like when you get in like the seventh ring, you know, there's like a bunch of rings of hell. Yeah. You're going to be down there.
Oh, isn't it the seventh day and then you die?
No,
he's talking about the rings like in Dante's Inferno.
Yes, so you get down.
And then there's Dante's Peak.
The ring, though, with the sewer lady.
You get down through each one of the rings.
My God. So at the end, I'm looking at Pierce Brosnan, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, but God.
Not,
hopefully
not.
Not as,
James Bond.
Oh, thank you, God.
As Remington Steele.
No. Rutger.
Oh! That is hell.
When you get to the seventh ring of hell, it's Rutger Hauer. That's who's in the seventh
As Hobo
ring.
With a Shotgun?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, I love that movie. Sorry.
I did too. I liked Hobo
Rutger
with a Shotgun.
Why can't it be Rutger Hauer as, you know, in Blade Runner?
Because you don't get that. Not
because
after
Rutger
this
Hauer
episode.
You get the poor version. You don't get the cool version like
you
Lady Hawk.
You get Stinky Homeless
Rutger
Guy
Hauer.
Versus, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Well, that's around the corner, so...
You do not get Lady Hawk Rutger Hauer.
I don't want Lady Hawk Rutger Hauer.
He was great in Lady Hawk. That was like, oh my God, that was such a good movie.
He was great in Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie too, but that doesn't mean that I want to watch it.
Aww.
This is not.
Wasn't Luke Perry in Buffy the
like,
Vampire Slayer?
He was.
Yep.
So was,
whatever happened to Luke Perry?
He has a. He's on.
Riverdale.
Thank you.
Oh, my daughter watches that show. Riverdale. It's stupid. I don't like it.
Well, now I'm insulted.
It's like Nate.
You better watch out because Dave is going to share your proposal story.
My
next.
Proposal story was non-existent because I was like, knocked up and then had a baby and then.
You want me to write you one?
Well, you got.
Don't let him.
You did eventually get married, didn't you?
Twice.
So there had to be some kind of proposal involved there, or did you
it
just
was more
like,
or less just you want to get married? Yeah.
Oh, is that part of the reason you picked them? Is they've both been married a bunch more times than you?
A bunch more. It's been twice.
Anthony, how many times have you been married?
Four.
Okay.
Actually, no, that was never in the consideration.
I don't think he knew that about me. Did
no,
you know that about me?
I doubt it.
But that definitely did not go into my thinking.
Yeah. What I have to say this.
I did not know that you were up to, that you had, that was four.
Four. Yes, but you have, I have, you have to
I mean,
take
I could have just gotten Harrington if I wanted somebody who was married multiple times.
Wow, calling out another person that's not here to defend themselves.
Oh.
Look. That wasn't even a, that was not even a slight, really. that's just a fact. There's not, I, like, that, I don't hold that against him.
See?
Sure.
Yeah, and you're just like four times, but it wasn't my fault four times.
I'm not saying it was.
How is it
Nick
not your
is the
fault?
One who started this.
I didn't start anything. You started this by
Look,
being a
you
shit.
You know what? I think everybody's had enough of this.
Was this anything ever?
So what? There has to be a conclusion to
in
this.
Conclusion, Dave
in
is conclusion, a douche.
You're a douche for wrecking their marriage and probably destroying
anything,
the life of their
but
child.
If I did, all I will say is that...
He's living on a prayer.
Nope.
We're halfway there.
You're definitely not a cowboy.
On a steel horse you ride.
May it
He's
fade.
He's gonna be wanted, dead or alive.
May it fade like tears in the rain. That's a really. I don't know Blade Runner lines nearly as well as I would know song lyrics, but. It was Rucker Hauer. So
I still love Hober with a shotgun.
And I like the second Blade Runner, by the way. I got dissed, but I liked it.
Too damn long. Just like this show. sorry. We've been going on for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is checking his phone.
You have the power to edit.
Radio.
I hope I use that power.
Use
it for good. Use it for good.
Well, if I use it for good, this whole episode would be
good.
It's karma.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
Jesus.
Well, this was not my life.
No, at no point was it your life.
He wants it to be his life.
And no one's laughing at it.
Laughing at your life?
So
we are.
So was this really an episode at all?
That's the question I was asking.
I can't relate to any of this shit.
I should say, I have big news.
Again? We already went down. You already catfished me once, Dave.
I have big news.
Okay, go ahead.
A special plan for our season finale this season. It's an interactive element of the show.
You're going to like Bandersnatch it.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear what he had to say about that. You don't want that.
No.
Not if you enjoyed it. You definitely don't want to hear.
No.
But it is a movie. We're going to be posting it on... the Memoriam Development YouTube site or channel? Is that how YouTube works?
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel.
Thank you. It's a movie that I co-directed a very long time ago, unearthed and available.
Is it on Betamax?
No,
Anthony. Here we go.
It was on DVD. It was from a DVD, but we will be uploading it digitally to YouTube. It's called Logman.
Logman.
Subtitle: The Shrimp Is Not Enough.
Premise: Mr. Hank.
You don't
was
get
born.
It. You don't get
no,
it.
I
premise.
Don't,
but...
I heard
it,
log.
I will say this: it is everything you think it is.
About poop.
And nothing.
Everything
you think, it's
you think it is.
About constipation. Oh.
I will say there is poop in there somewhere.
There is poop.
There's something in there. I don't know what. I've seen it.
If you want to go to the YouTube channel, watch it, comment, by all means. Be honest.
Yes.
Be absolutely truthful in your opinion, your questions. I'm looking for an honest reaction here.
You want someone to go on here and tear you a new one.
We haven't been honest enough, clearly, tonight.
Yes.
I,
I hope this guy goes on and just rips Love Man apart.
Look, like it, love it, want to buy it, whatever you.
How long is this movie?
It is feature length. It's
2 hours.
No,
of
it's
this?
About an hour, hour and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
it is.
So for the finale of the season, you can go on. We will have an episode with hopefully some folks who were in it or had a part in making it, and we will answer any questions and react to any comments.
And so, how long ago was this movie produced? Last week?
I will say most of it was done. Actually, it might be 20 years ago by the time we get around to it.
20 years ago.
Yeah, like wow. the most of the footage is from it. We must have filmed footage for it over the course of like 7 years.
Wow.
But the bulk of it was done over like the summer of 99.
So you tried to do the Raiders of the Lost Ark remake, just called Logman.
I wish it was a Raiders of the Lost Ark remake.
All I know is if people want to help finance a sequel, I have an idea. I've had it for a long time. I'll talk about it.
What's the finale? What's the financial?
It would not take very much.
Like a $35 budget.
$35.
That's still not as much as we paid for the first one.
Wow.
Anyway, but yeah, do go Memoriam Development on YouTube. Check it out. Check out our other stuff. Check out our other podcasts.
Yeah, do that.
Until next week, where we'll be delving into actual things that happened to me.
Thank God.
You can stop recording this at any time.
You never ended the show.
I did.
No.
When I was plugging.
Okay.
It will be over.
If you want me to stop it, I'll stop it. But I don't. I never heard an actual end of the show.
Well, remember, I said, "Well, that was not my story."
And then we went off on a tangent.
Yeah, but we could stop it there.
Okay, I'm gonna hit stop.
Okay.
Memoriam Development.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
Now you're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.